Small Town Podcast is made possible by generous support from the Georgia Municipal Association. GMA supports Georgia cities. Small Town Podcast is supported by Consolidated Pipe and Supply Company. Consolidated Pipe and Supply Company is a full-line supplier of products for the water, wastewater, and natural gas industries, and they serve utilities and public works departments in cities, large and small, every day. As a family-owned company with a legacy that began in 1960, let Consolidated Pipe and Supply Company show you that they are dedicated to service.
I hereby call this episode to order.
Hey, small towners. No, we're not Mayor Matt Seal, but we are Urbanomics, the digital agency that works on the podcast behind the scenes.
I'm Caitlin, Director of Digital Production and Content Creator. I'm from the small town of Social Circle, Georgia.
And I'm Amy, Director of Digital Analytics from Thomasville, which is a small town to me, but not small enough for a small town podcast episode.
Today, we welcome you to a recap episode of Small Town Podcast, where we will dive into episodes from seasons 1 through 4. While Matt has been the only one traveling to these small towns to host the interviews that you enjoy listening to, Amy and I have had the chance to live vicariously through the editing and research of each small town that the podcast has featured for us to talk about on social media. We thought it'd be fun to host our own episode.
Come go with us.
Growing up in coastal Georgia, I only thought I lived in a small town. Soon as I graduated high school, I moved to the big city of Atlanta for college and to start my life. My life is a journey, and I ended up in Ocilla, Georgia. Population 3,400. We've got 2 traffic lights here. We're not looking to get a 3rd anytime soon. Some years later, the people of Ocilla made me their mayor. Man, I love living in a small town. Other folks do too. This is the Small Town Podcast, and I'm your host, Mayor Matt Seal of the great city of Ocilla, Georgia. Small Town Podcast is sponsored by the Douglas Coffee County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Authority. Our nation is going through an incredible transition right now. There's a mass migration to small towns and rural communities. People are seeking out vibrant communities with great entertainment, recreational opportunities, low cost of living, and strong local economies. If that sounds like something you would like to find, then I invite you to discover the city of Douglas and Coffee County, Georgia. Visit coffeegachamber.com to find out why the Douglas Coffee County community is a great place to visit and an even better place to call home. All right, so I'm sitting here with the Urbanomics team of Caitlin and Amy. I'm sitting in the small town of McRae, Helena, Georgia, actually in the same exact room in the public safety training facility where I interviewed Mayor Mike Young of McRae, Helena.
Oh yeah, I remember that episode in season 2. So I know we just replayed the very first 2 episodes of season 1 on the small town of Willacoochee, Georgia, but I still thought it would be a good idea to start from the beginning in season 1 for this episode.
When I was listening back over these episodes, one thing I remembered is that the first handful of episodes start off with you in your car podcasting to the audience about driving directions. I think it's so awkward. Don't you think it's awkward, Amy?
Just a little bit.
We're going to replay some of it and let you decide for yourself.
So here we are traveling from Ocilla to the city of Willacoochee, Georgia. From Ocilla to get to Willacoochee, Georgia, it's just a little bit to the south. Today we're traveling Georgia Highway 90, which goes straight from the city of Ocilla to the city of Willacoochee. And Ocilla Highway 90, sometimes known as Lax Highway, because it goes to Lax, which used to be a much bigger town. Now a few homes, a few churches, and now sometimes just called Lax Crossroads. It's about halfway between LAX, not to be confused with the very large airport, but Lax, right on the county line of Irwin and Coffee County, pretty close to the Atkinson County line. So we're making the drive through some really nice country. So here we are on our way to Pelham, Georgia. From Ocilla, Pelham is a little less than an hour and a half drive. Start out on U.S. Highway 319 out of Ocilla, go all the way to Moultrie, and from Moultrie, Georgia, a fine city, but not quite a small town. We got on Georgia Highway 11 for a good little bit, and my trusty GPS just told me to turn off on a nice little country road called Harmony Road. Some beautiful country. I'm just hoping the GPS knows what it's talking about. It usually does. And hopefully we'll get to Pelham. All right. Well, you'll be glad to know the GPS was correct this time. It usually is.
So, Matt, why did you feel the need to narrate your driving as an initial part of Small Town Podcast? And why'd you quit halfway through season one? Is the GPS usually the best way to go through country roads in small towns?
I'll answer your second question first. The reason I quit halfway through is about the same reason as you brought it up as being kind of awkward. It seemed kind of silly, so, and it was taken away from the time of the conversations. And so I think I heard it in a couple other podcasts. People would like let their GPS if they're traveling somewhere. Not quite as much as I ended up doing where I'm giving directions. I just thought it'd be neat to talk about the places I would go through, starting from Ocilla, because that was always my starting point. I always wanted to promote my own hometown of Ocilla, Georgia. I tried that out, and I thought it was just as silly as you're pointing out right now. And so after a while, I stopped, and I haven't looked back. But yeah, they're still in that first handful of episodes. And also, GPS, the best way to go through country roads in small towns? Not always. While Google Maps is getting a little better, sometimes it can lead you astray. And I actually had that happen once or twice.
Through Small Town Podcast, you've had the opportunity to travel to a lot of small towns and host interviews with elected and notable people there, and often meet with them inside their city halls. Erwinomics, on behalf of Small Town Podcast, participate in and celebrate in hashtag City Hall Selfie Day with ELGL, engaging local government leaders, on Small Town Podcast social media channels every year. And our last count for Georgia was 25 City Hall selfies.
I've missed a couple, but every time I've gone somewhere, it's usually, like you said, most of the time, I'm interviewing someone inside City Hall. In the few cases where I didn't, sometimes I'm so excited, or we'll go to lunch afterwards, and I end up leaving town. But almost without fail, I've almost got 100% of them. But no, the City Hall Selfie Day actually started a little bit before the podcast, and it's just gotten really big. And the Georgia Municipal Association actually does a really good promotion of it to make sure. In fact, we're usually in the top three, and 1 year we got the most as a state, the highest number of City Hall selfies. Now, we got a lot of cities, but for us to beat Texas and California is still pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome.
So, no, that was just a silly little thing, but it's just fun to do. And yeah, I know selfie sticks aren't in vogue anymore, but I still use mine and get a selfie with both the City Hall and the person I'm interviewing in each small town. It's been fun.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And that's just Georgia. In season two, Small Town Podcast started to gain a lot of interest and had the opportunity to go outside of Georgia's borders. In fact, I remember when Matt was invited by John Gallagher, executive director of the Louisiana Municipal Association, to come to his home state to visit and record episodes in small town Louisiana. You can imagine our excitement when Matt told us about this voicemail.
Hey, Mayor Matt. This is John Gallagher. I'm the executive director of the Louisiana Municipal Association. Listen, I've really been enjoying your podcast and your focus on all these great small towns you've been visiting. But one thing I've noticed so far is that you have only gone to small towns in your home state of Georgia. I got a proposition. Would you consider coming out to Louisiana? We here in Louisiana have some great small towns, too. And you talk on some of your episodes about how there's more to Georgia than just Atlanta. Well, there's a lot more to Louisiana than just New Orleans and Baton Rouge. We've got some really great small towns all over the state and some really unique stories that need to be told. For instance, there's Sarepta up in the Piney Woods, northwest Louisiana, John Lafitte along the coast in the far southeast corner, and plenty of small towns in between you should visit too. So if you are interested in a road trip to explore what Louisiana has to offer, give me a call. We'd love to have you. And if you come way down to South Louisiana, I'll be happy to provide the Piro and a translator. So that's my proposition. So I hope to hear from you soon, Mayor Matt, and who that.
So this one voicemail was the beginning of a 5-episode mini-series on some great small towns in Louisiana. Since, Matt has been back to Louisiana a couple of times for another mini-series, but the second time in season 4 just so happened to be during the biggest Snowmageddon storm of 2021, and Matt was driving through it. While he has beautiful pictures and video footage, it was intense. I know here in Thomasville, we never get snow, and I don't think it happens very often in your small town of Osceola either. So tell us, what was it like?
It was quite an adventure. I was laughing most of the time, except when I was sliding almost off the road. The very first town I was supposed to go to on the trip actually told me, please don't come until the end of the week, let it pass through. And that was actually Grand Cane, which I had to go back to because at the end of the week I wasn't even able to go because a second blast of the winter storm came through. So ended up the first place, which was supposed to be the second place, was Westlake, and they are kind of close to the Gulf, and they are not used to getting what they got. And so the city hall was actually closed. The mayor met me down there, and it was just me and him, and most of the things were closed. The hotel I stayed in that first night did not have power when I woke up the next morning.
Oh, terrible timing.
But no, it was actually, what was so cool about it is through all that, and I say those circumstances and you think, oh, what a terrible trip. In that hotel, in that small town, when I wake up, see there's no power, try to figure out what's going on, I walk down the hall. The owner of the hotel, because it's just a small, you know, hotel, he's sitting in the lobby. He said, hey, I got a generator over here, so we made fresh coffee. Come get some. And I sit down and talk with him about his town. And so it was still this really cool small town. The public works guys, of course, were out making sure the water system was still working and power and gas and everything was still going utilities-wise. So I had some crawfish etouffee with the public works department. It was like homemade stuff. So it ended up being an experience I wouldn't have gotten under fair weather conditions. And the rest of the trip was very similar. You know, it lightened up. Some of the snow started melting. And since I didn't get a chance to go back to Grand Cane on that trip, I had to make an extra trip out there. But no, Louisiana has been very fun. My father actually went with me on that first trip, not the Snowmageddon one, but the other one, because he was born and raised in Lafayette. And so that was a cool father-son trip. And so, yeah, look forward to more episodes in Louisiana. I've done a total of 12 small towns in Louisiana. So those are great.
Small Town Podcast is supported by the Southern Mercantile. Visit southernmercantile.com for a blog about small town living and an online store with a selection of carefully curated goods. The Southern Mercantile. Simple living, Southern charm.
Now that Small Town Podcast was growing across the southeastern United States, we also got the invite to visit Small Town Mississippi. In our first episode in Mississippi, Matt spoke with the mayor of Lucedale, Darwin Nelson. Mr. Nelson sang a song for our Small Town Podcast audience that he wrote about his love and pride for his hometown of Lucedale. I thought we would play it in this episode. We present to you Living in Lucedale by Darwin Nelson.
Well, I'll introduce this because we're singer-songwriters, so we do that a lot. Some people get tired of that, but this is a little song I wrote about the town where I live called Living in Lucedale. I was actually teaching and coaching at George County High School, and I was driving the cheerleaders and their families to the airport in New Orleans to go to Orlando one year, and I was riding on a bus all by myself on the way back from New Orleans, about a 2-hour-plus trip, and the lyrics of this song kind of popped in my head, and down around Mobile, just north of Pascagoula, there's a sleepy little town I love. The highway used to run right through it. Now some might say we're rednecks, may even say we're dumb. I just tell most people it's where I come from. Living in Lucedale, it's where I want to be. I live in Lucedale, Lucedale, Mississippi, 39452, Lucedale, Mississippi.
That's so fun.
I love Small Town Podcasts because the audience learns so much about the people being interviewed. If you're a seasoned listener, you know about the famous get to know you questions that Matt asks his guests to answer for the audience. We thought it'd be fun to ask Matt to answer his own questions. Luckily for him, we told him that we'd be asking these questions in advance, so I'm expecting really good answers.
So Matt, have you ever had or do you have a nickname?
So my full name is Matthew, so Matt kind of is a nickname. And I guess Claire Clayton gets credit for starting this. She started calling me Mayor Matt. It was before she was on the council, so that kind of ended up being the hashtag we use when I go around to places. Mm-hmm. And when I was in a fraternity, I was in a Christian fraternity at Georgia Tech, Theta Xi, Beta Alpha Chapter of the Theta Xi Fraternity. And I always signed my name ever since I was in high school, and I still do it this day. It's on my driver's license. I signed with that Christian Fish at the end of my name. And so people called me Fish. There were actually several Matts, and so it was easier to a couple of nicknames, and I'm sure I may have earned some other ones, but not in front of my face.
Some you may not know about.
That's right. And I'm fine to keep it that way.
Yes. All right. So your second question is, what's your go-to karaoke song?
I think there'd be a lot of fun karaoke songs, but I imagine, and I guess this is to stay on brand since we do branding and marketing and things. I would do Small Town by John Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I figured that would be a good one to be for the Small Town podcast.
You want to sing a little bit for us, or?
No. I might need a drink and make sure the words are right there so I don't get them wrong. That's the fun of karaoke. Listeners. Yep. Sorry, guys. Nope.
Sorry, listeners. Yep, we tried.
Sorry, guys. Nope.
So what's your favorite meal?
Favorite meal. So I grew up in Hinesville, which is in coastal Georgia, Liberty County, but it's right south of Savannah. And so I love shellfish. And so there's a couple places that have like a shellfish platter because I really like shrimp, but I also really like crab legs. I really like lobster. So if you give me like a shellfish platter, that would be like my favorite meal. And there's a couple restaurants that like bring you sides. You know, what sides do you want with that? And I'm like, I don't want any sides with that. I really just want more shellfish. So yeah. So they bring them, but they don't always get eaten. I save room for the shellfish.
So if you could attend one concert from a performer who is dead or alive, whose concert would you go to?
There's actually, I know I ask this question all the time, and there's so many, like, I hear really good answers from people, but I think I'm going to go with, and they're actually still alive, but it's the Police. I was a huge Police, a huge Sting fan growing up, still am, but yeah, and they actually did a reunion tour and were at the Fox Theater in Atlanta. And I found out like the week after they were there, apparently I wasn't paying attention and, you know, we're in Georgia. I was right there. So I actually had an opportunity. So that's the one I'd go to. I'd see the Police.
Now, were they 80s or 90s?
They were like really early 80s. Okay. Their last album was Synchronicity and it came out in 1984. So I wasn't even like, in 84, I was 7.
Yeah, didn't want to age you or anything.
No, it's fine. 1977, I'm 44. But I like growing up, I didn't really get in. I got into them a little bit like late high school and in college and then just like loved them. Got all the albums and I've been to a couple Sting concerts, but never the Police. And I think that'd be awesome.
Well, thanks for letting us get to know you, Mayor Matt.
No problem.
We've been through a lot with you guys. Thanks for sticking with us as the entire world went through a global pandemic last year. Matt couldn't visit in person like usual, so we had to rearrange the schedule a little bit. So in season 3, we checked in with several of our small town podcast communities during COVID-19, and we did this through Zoom calls. You may be interested to find that the pandemic brought small towns even closer together. Let's take a moment to revisit these small town stories.
Well, how was it? I mean, obviously, it doesn't surprise me at all because we've had this conversation. That's just the way small towns and rural communities go. And nothing against big cities. They just have more resources, so they don't need the same degree of volunteerism that we do. And so we have it. So it doesn't surprise me that people came out of the woodwork. But how was it different if there were some differences in how operations had to be done while trying to maintain social distancing? It's good that people weren't afraid of COVID-19 so much that kept them from being good neighbors.
Well, and that's the thing, Matt. I it probably isn't the correct thing in the end to say, but when that tornado hit, I don't think anybody thought about COVID-19. There were families that needed a hug and you had to give them a hug. Their home was totally destroyed. This thing about we may never shake hands again because of COVID-19, in South Georgia in Wayne County, we're going to shake hands. And we shook hands. I came back Monday afternoon when I got back to my house, and I sat down at the table with my wife and daughter, and I said, I tell you what, I said, we worried about going to work sitting next to somebody 6 feet. I just worked side by side with 150 people, and I ain't even thought about COVID-19. That's just rural, small town, good neighbors. And, you know, it's hard to that when someone needs that hug, when they're looking at their home, literally there was a boy, 6-year-old boy, and his father, which is in his early 30s, their trailer was lifted up, spun around, stood on the end, throwed across the power line upside down, and they walked out. And
wow,
they need a hug. They don't need a yeah. Elbow bump as we're doing now or whatever, yeah. You know. And they didn't have any deaths in Odom with all these homes destroyed and 3 minor injuries, you know, some stitches, and that was it. It's just amazing.
Well, that's just the test. As much as we're going through and we're having to do some things different, when it comes down to it, we're still going to take care of each other. All right. We couldn't get the video part going, but that's okay. We're a podcast. We're just doing some video clips for social media. But now I'm joined via Zoom with the mayor of Kaplan, Louisiana, Mr. Mike Claisel. Mayor Mike, how's it going over there in Kaplan?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Thank you for the invite, and thank you for calling and checking on us.
Yeah, yeah. So how have you guys been impacted, either number of cases? Obviously, even beyond cases, there's a community and economic impact that everyone's having to go through. So talk about what's going on in Kaplan for us.
I have good news and bad news on that field. The good news is our impact has been relatively low in our parish. In our 7 parish region, we are the lowest with the number of COVID cases.
Yeah.
The bad part of that is people are ready to get out and mingle and work and get lead their regular productive life. We're still not able to do that. So
yeah,
there is a lot of frustration in the community right now over that. But overall, people have really done well. I've been really happy and I've been really pleased that everyone has come together as strong as we have as a community. We've done great.
Now remind everybody, what's roughly the population of Kaplan?
Inside the city limits here, we're about 4,500 people.
4,500. And the nearest, what I'll call a big city, or big city by yours and my standards anyway, is Lafayette. And how far of a drive are you from Lafayette, Louisiana?
We're about 30 minutes to the outside of Lafayette.
Okay. How about how your community in general, everyone's got different stories, but usually there's a story where people are coming together, even though we're all kind of suffering, you know, because there's so much going on. But how's your community, whether your business community or various organizations, kind of pulling together and supporting each other?
We're really lucky here in Kaplan. We have a lot of the essential workers within the city that still had to go to work. You've got fire personnel.
Right.
These personnel, you got all the city workers, you still got to have electricity up, you still got to have the sewer department running, you've got to have all these departments running. We've had many of our businesses, our local businesses, restaurants have donated meals to the essential workers just to show their appreciation. And I couldn't be more thankful for the residents that we do have here, and especially the businesses. They've really stepped up.
It's amazing the comfort that a good meal provides. You're not the first person to give that example of people feeding, and for the businesses to do that while I'm sure they are suffering with lower sales and just troubles in general. That just shows some real community and real camaraderie. So that's good to hear.
It does. A lot of class. They've got a lot of class. So, and it's well appreciated from all of the city workers. I can't tell you the smiles a simple meal can bring, even if it's a sandwich, can bring to someone.
That's right. That's right.
If you follow us on social media, you may have seen us talk about Matt's brand new adventure, Green Shoots Podcast. We hope you've listened and subscribed, but if not, you're in for a treat. Green Shoots Podcast is hosted by Matt and his good friend Chris Polk, also from Irwin County. It's all about rural revitalization and showcasing the green shoots in your own backyard. Matt and Chris are exploring some exciting agricultural operations, rural businesses, and more. You can find out more at greenshootspodcast.org and listen on your favorite streaming platform, just like Small Town Podcast.
But no worries, Small Town Podcast is here to stay. We're officially announcing season 5 of Small Town Podcast. Matt, can you give us some insight on what we can look forward to in season 5?
I'm really excited about both season 5 and continuing Small Town Podcast and exploring and sharing some great small towns, but also green shoots, like you mentioned. It was an opportunity to talk about some things that aren't quite in the city limits, but are definitely just part of that rural revitalization story. We're definitely going to talk about some politics because we got that coming up, especially in the state of Georgia. So there'll be a couple episodes interviewing some people who are seeking higher office or in some cases seeking to keep the same one they've already got. And yeah, I'm looking forward to taking some trips. I'm set to go back to Louisiana. But also I've had some conversations with some other states, and some of those conversations actually started as COVID was kind of locking things down. And so we came to a little bit of a standstill on the planning of those things as people just kind of stopped and paused to figure things out. But yeah, I'm looking to go even more places and share them all with everybody in the Small Town Podcast audience.
And I just want to tell our audience listening in, thank you so much for tuning in with us today on our recap episode. And thank you for listening, subscribing, sharing on social media, and just supporting Small Town Podcast. We'd also like to thank our season 4 sponsors, the Georgia Municipal Association, Consolidated Pipe and Supply Company, Douglas Coffee County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Authority, and Southern Mercantile.
It's been a pleasure to be on the podcast today. If Erwinomics can help you with the digital presence of your small town business or community, please reach out to us. We help with all aspects of digital communications, whether it's website creation and maintenance, to social media, email marketing, to video production, and more. Fill out the inquiry form on our website at erwinomics.com for more information.
Well, guys, thanks for helping me close out season 4 and enjoy talking with you as always. And finally got you guys on the microphone. So I'll say the same thing I say all the time. I'll talk to you soon, and y'all are welcome to come to Osceola anytime.
Small Town Podcast is an Erwinomics production. We release new episodes every other week featuring small towns through stories of the people who live and lead there. Our podcast episodes are made possible with editing assistance from Resonate Recordings, who also mixes and masters all of our episodes. You can subscribe to Small Town Podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and the next episode will download while you sleep. You can also leave us a rating and review, which would help us reach new listeners. We would really appreciate it. Beyond our episodes, you can engage with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also learn more about us and the small towns we visit by visiting our website, www.smalltownpodcast.com. We'd love to show all you small towners out there some great images from the small towns we visit and let you know about the festivals and events you can participate in. Thanks again for listening, and we hope to see you real soon, because there's no place like Osceola, Georgia.
We stand adjourned.